We present Doctor at Large. Adapted for radio by Ray Cooney from the original novel by Richard Gordon, it stars Richard Briers as Simon Spaddow and Jeffrey Sumner as Captain Spratt, with guest star Peter Jones making his final appearance as Easter. Episode 7, Mozambique.
Mozambique's damn hot, isn't it, Easter?
Oh, it gets hotter than this in these parts, Doc. Oh. Keep still if you want me to give you a decent haircut.
You say it gets hotter than this?
Oh, you bet.
It's 104 in the shade.
Don't worry, it'll warm up soon, you see. I like haircutting, you know, Doc.
Good.
Yeah, it's a bit of an art, isn't it, really? It's like knocking up a sculpture. You never know what it's going to turn out like when you start.
Just concentrate on what you're doing.
No, it's all right, Doc. I'm never happier than when I'm doing two things at once, as the actor said to the bishop. There we are, sir. All finished. Would you care for me to read your bumps while I'm at it?
No, thanks. Just swing over that mirror, will you?
Here we are, sir.
Good Lord!
What is it, sir?
My hair!
Short back and sides, you said?
Yeah, but I meant the same shortness all over.
Well, it's more or less even, isn't it?
I look like a moth-eaten broomhead.
I told you you should have a crew cut. Would you care for a singe?
No, thank you. How much do I owe you?
Well, seeing it's you, Doc, 10 bob.
Morning, Easter.
Good morning, Mr. Hornby.
Hi, Doc. Heavens, have you fallen head first into the propeller shaft?
As a matter of fact, Hornbeam, Easter's given me a haircut.
Thanks for the warning.
But it's not as bad as all that, man.
You're not standing where I am.
You don't have to look at it.
No, but the Portuguese dollies do. I've got it all laid on for tonight, Simon. We'll do a bar crawl and end up in the Saratoga.
I can imagine what goes on in the Saratoga.
Well, it's not what goes on, boy. It's what comes off, crew. Hey, Easter, I wonder if that gorgeous fat one's still there.
Blimey, Mr. Hornbeam, they're all fat. You mean Maria?
That's it, Maria. Hey, wait till you see her, Doc. Once round her, twice around Wembley Stadium.
Sounds delightful.
All the girls here is tender-hearted and generous with it. I reckon it must be the climate. Might be just what you need to take your mind off that Miss Swithinbank.
Never mind Miss Swithinbank. We'll fix him up at the Saratoga with Fat Maria.
I don't want to be fixed up with Fat Maria. Any more, probably, than Fat Maria wants to be fixed up with Moth-Eaten Sparrow.
You ought to go ashore, Simon. We'll have a ball.
I might just stretch my legs, probably go to the picture, something like that.
Oh, you can see some peculiar pictures, too. Mate of mine went a short trip before last to, indulge in feminine company, you might say. And do you know what?
No.
The next night, me and him went off to one of these odd picture houses, and my mate was the feature film.
Well, on second thoughts, I think I'll stay on board. Read War and Peace.
Stand up there! Stand up, Dr. Sparrow, and the captain comes into your cabin.
Good grief, Doctor.
What is it, sir?
What the hell's happened to your hair?
Oh, it's nothing, sir.
Nothing? Looks fatal. What is it? How'd you catch it?
Easter gave me a haircut, that's all.
A haircut?
Yes, sir.
What with? Knife and fork? All right, stand to attention, all of you. Get your knees together, Dr. Sparrow.
They are together, sir.
Oh, there you go. Did Easter cut your trousers, too?
No, sir.
Pay attention, Doctor. There's someone coming aboard the Lotus to have a look at your equipment.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Medical stores, instruments, and so on. We don't hit port again for 16 days, so everything has to be brought up to quota. Now, you've got lists of what you've used, what you need, that sort of thing?
Yes, sir. It's mainly castor oil we're short of.
Oh, is it?
Yes, if the next stop is 16 days off, we'd better have another 8-gallon drum.
Well, pal of mine, Representative Hawkins or Dawkins or something like that, is coming aboard tonight to take an inventory. Sort it out then.
Excuse me, Captain, but does that mean that Dr. Sparrow will be expected to stay on board tonight?
Well, of course.
But begging your pardon, sir, the doctor hasn't had shore leave since we left London.
Why are you so keen for the doctor to go ashore, Mr. Hornby?
Well, we're only docking for the one night, sir, and you know what the girl are like here, sir.
I do not, Mr. Hornby. I am captain of the Lotus, not a damn stoker. In any case, Dr. Sparrow would never be the same again if he got involved with the likes of Fat Maria.
Yeah. I thought you said you didn't know him.
Besides, you don't want to go ashore tonight, do you, Doctor?
Well, sir, I was contemplating possibly going to the pictures, but then, on the other hand, I thought I might curl up in my bunk with Tolstoy.
Tolstoy? Who the devil's she?
No, sir.
No woman allowed on board, Doctor, without my permission, and definitely no women in the cabin.
Sir, Tolstoy is a he.
Damn it, that's worse.
He's a novelist.
That's no excuse.
Oh, sir, surely you've heard of Tolstoy, sir. Anna Karenina.
Sounds to me as if you're planning a damn orgy.
Tolstoy wrote it, sir, and War and Peace.
Oh, did he? Yeah, well, of course he did. I know Tolstoy is a novelist. Blasted doctors coming aboard my ship think they're the only ones who ever pick up a book. You should see some of the books in my cabin, Doctor.
I have, sir. Quite frankly, I was deeply shocked.
Shut up. Unless you get another officer to do your duty tonight, you'll stay on board, Doctor. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we've just got to find a volunteer to stay on board, Simon.
Well, it's not
all. What about Mr. Trill?
No, sir. He'll be going ashore. He's got two wives and three kids to visit out here.
Good heavens, has he really?
Yes, sir. Mr. Trail went to sea as innocent as you, Doc. Now his maintenance bill is as big as the government's balance of payments.
Perhaps it'd be just as well if I stuck to Tolstoy.
Just how innocent are you, Simon?
What? Well, I mean, when you say innocent...
Oh, heavens above, man. How often have you... Well, you know...
Don't be so stupid. I've kissed dozens of girls.
Oh.
Ah, good evening, madam.
Good evening, Captain.
Can I be of some assistance, madam?
I'm Mrs. Hawkins.
Hawkins?
Fathom Line representative in Mozambique.
Are you? By George.
You seem surprised.
Yes, I am. I mean, you're not a man.
Glad you noticed. I'm looking for the ship's doctor, actually.
Oh, yes. Check on the stores, eh?
We ought to get started. It's quite a long job.
Yes. Well, I've given Dr. Sparrow shore leave tonight, actually.
The office informed you I was coming aboard, surely.
Oh, yes. It's quite all right. Doctor needed a break, you see, and I offered to do a check the stores for him. Captain has to be a father to his crew, you understand?
How very thoughtful, Captain.
Yes, it is really. Yes. I'll just go and tell him. I mean, I'll go and see if he's remembered. If you care to wait in my cabin, madam, I'll pop down and make sure that Dr. Sparrow has come along.
No place hasn't changed a bit, has it, Mr. Hornby?
No, still got an atmosphere like a steam laundry.
Maria, service! Come on, me old darling!
It's Betty!
Hey,
Easter, look who's coming down the stairs.
Doc!
Here, Doc, just below you.
Oh, well, there you are. I'm glad I found you.
Hi, Doc. Here, come on, sit down.
Thanks.
You must have whipped through those stores, Doc.
Oh, no, the captain's doing it. Eh? Yes, don't know what came over him. Said he'd show the bloke round for me.
No.
Yes. He insisted I came ashore, too.
I've always said he's misunderstood. Well, what do you think of the Saratoga, Doc?
I can't see much, actually. You've been here long.
Just arrived.
Can't catch Maria's eye. Gorgeous! Maria! Oh, Maria! Hello, Maria, my lovely.
Hello.
You remember me, eh? Oh, Mr. Easter from the Lotus.
Yes. Mr. Easter, the one with 14 pairs of hands.
Have you been a good girl?
Very good. All the sailors say so.
Maria, this is Mr. Hornby, our mate.
Mr. Hornby, I am knowing also.
Nice to see you haven't lost any weight, Maria.
No, the boys must have something to pinch.
What do you say to that, Doc?
Jolly good.
Maria, this is our ship's doctor, Dr. Sparrow.
Oh. Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
You are baby.
Well, yes, and you're the lady who, yes, I've heard about you. How do you do?
We get you nice, little girl, yes?
What? No, please don't put yourself out.
I send over Rosa, huh?
Please, I just rather sit here.
Oh, please yourself, medico. Maria! Maria, what is it, Rosa? I am busy with the drinks.
It is Mathilde.
Mathilde?
She is having that pain in the stomach again.
Oh, pain in the stomach, wretched girl. Is it bad?
No, not too bad. Only when she dances, you know. Mm-hmm. Shall I send for a doctor?
She can wait till morning. No, momento. The young Englishman over there.
The one with the sexy Mr. Easter?
Yes, he is doctor. Send Mathilde over to see him.
Mathilde!
Oh,
Come on, Doc, have us for the whiskey and that beer.
No, thanks. Look, when will we be thinking of getting back?
It's only just warming up.
The boy not, please.
Hello, my little darling.
Oh, and what's your boy not did to you, too?
Me, Mathilde.
Mathilde, very nice. You care for a spot of dancing, Mathilde?
No, follow anglaise.
Hey, what's she saying? He's struck. I can't understand these strong foreign accents.
I don't think she speaks English.
Who the heck cares?
Quiero medico.
Beg your pardon?
Quiero medico.
What's she pointing at me for?
I reckon you're the one, Doc.
Before?
Who knows? But it'll be fun by now.
No, thank you very much.
Por favor, can we ir conmigo?
No, me no dancing. Me got two left feety.
That's a no, medico Matilda. Mio carto.
She's pointing upstairs.
Well, that beats dancing any day.
No.
Same.
Go on, Doc.
No, you see,
get cracking, man.
Obrigado.
What's that mean?
Thank you.
I haven't given her anything yet.
Depressa.
Well, we all get a bit like that sometimes. Oh, what happened? What are you talking about? Where are you taking me? Now, please, no, stop that, Matilda.
Hey, good luck, Doc.
Jammy blighter. Maria, two beers, me old darling.
Mio carto.
Oh, sorry, nice. Your room, eh?
Entree.
Well, oh, yes. Well, just for a quick one. A quick cup of tea or something. Matilda, I can't stay long, actually. You see, my amigos will be worried about me. Jolly pleasant room you have. Why are you pointing at the bed?
Medico, ven acá.
No, thank you. I'd rather stay here.
Medico, mina pos.
Mini who?
Mina pos.
Please, don't just slap your tummy like that. It's embarrassing.
Ah, medico one dinero, huh?
Dinero?
Sí, in English, money.
Money? No, I haven't got any money. Me, no money.
No, Matilda, give medico dinero.
You give me dinero?
Doscientos escudos, sí?
200 escudos? But I couldn't possibly accept it.
Doscientos escudos, mina pos.
What did you... Would you... You pay me... 200 escudos to pat your tummy?
200.
It's dead kinky. Now, me go now. My amigos will be, you know. What? Oh, you locked the door. She locked my door. Look, I don't know what you heard about me, but I'm not worth 200 escudos, I can tell you. I guarantee you. No. Good heavens. She's taking her clothes off. It's all a mistake. Please, no. Don't undress on my account. No. Aye. Don't get out of bed.
Then you can't.
Please listen. Look, me, no good. Me, baby.
Como?
Yeah. Ah, me get Easter.
Easter?
Yeah, Easter, my amigo. Very good for Matilda. Very good. Muy bien. Yes. Mucho hot stuffle. Yes.
Matilda want a medico.
I don't know how the devil I got a reputation like this.
Medico, come.
Come?
Come.
Come. Wait a sec. Oh, of course. Thank goodness. Of course, I forgot about it. I've got my Portuguese English phrase book here somewhere. Now, let's look it up. What was that again, dear?
Karma.
Yes, here we are. Karma. Bed.
Ah, same. Maybe call Matilda Karma.
Look, me try to explain. Look, let's have a look at the book. Let's see. Now, traveling, changing trains. I don't think so, no. What's this? Road signs? Very handy. How the hell do you say help in Portuguese?
Medico.
No. I do not want your money. No money. It's a custom in our country. Gentlemen, no get paid for it.
Minha porra.
Blimey, she's off on the old mini pause again. Now, look. I look it up. Just a minute. No, pause. Stomach. Oh, no, thank you. No. No.
Yes.
No. She's mad at me for something.
Minha pause doi.
Doi?
Doi.
Doi? Hang on, I'll look it up. Doi. Here we are, doi. Pain. Pain. Oh, doi.
Doi.
Oh, doi. You have a doi in your tum-tum.
Tum-tum.
Ah, your mini foods. Ah, me getting all mixed up. Yes. You want medico for medico, not for sexio. Mucho relifio. Now, where is the pain, madam?
Pain, madam?
Yes. The doy.
Aquí.
Under your ribs, now, there.
Ow!
Oh, sorry, dear, no. Good, now, let's look at your eyes. Yes, that's it. Yes, yellowy. Yes, sallow skin. You have got inflammation of the gallbladder.
Don't understand. Yeah. Gallbladder.
I wonder what gallbladder is in Portuguese. Inflamed. Phosphorus.
Phosphorus?
No, it's not serious. It's just phosphorus. Hang on a minute. Let me see now. Accidents. Here we are, under accidents. Let's see. Now, I don't think it's serious. Uma pessoa está a afogar.
Afogar-se?
That's what it says here. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'm looking in the wrong column. That means someone is drowning. Right, here we are. I've got it, yes. I don't think it's serious. Here we are. Neo creo qui seja grave.
Ah, non grave?
No, not grave. I just scribbled this note for you for the hospitale.
Hospitale?
It's all right, Bueno. It'll probably put you on a diet, you see. Now, there we are. You take that, hospitale.
Obrigado. 200 escudos.
No, I don't want me, no want money.
Oh, buen medico.
Don't mention it. Now, Matilda, tomorrow, doctore, hospitale.
A medico tonight, Matilda Amore?
Yes. No. No amore.
Oh, medico.
Yeah, now key for the door, please.
Si.
Oh, buenas noches, and our beat is in.
Medico.
Maria! Maria! Bring on the fat girl!
Here. Ooh, look who's coming down the stairs.
Come on, Doc.
Hey, come on, Doc.
Oh, what a nice... I'm sorry, there's a limb bottle.
You sexy old sparrow, you.
Is there a sip of beer left?
Got a thirst, have you, Doc?
Come on, Simon. What was it like?
Well, it wasn't quite what I expected.
Lovely.
Hey, come on, what happened, man?
Well, she locked the door.
Lovely.
Then what?
And she took her clothes off.
Lovely.
Shut up, Easter, will you?
Well, come on. What did you do?
I diagnosed inflammation of the gallbladder.
You did what?
It's not all that serious. I gave her a note to the hospital.
Dr. Sparrow, I'm bitterly disappointed in you.
What?
You shouldn't have been nowhere near our ruddy gallbladder.
Oh, here's one bottle of whiskey.
Oh, thank you.
And here is your counter.
Oh, thank you. 15 beers? We've never had 15 beers.
There are 15 empty bottles on the table.
Yeah, and what, 3 bottles of whiskey?
Well, there are 3 empty bottles.
Nobody's asking you.
Wait a minute. What is down here at the bottom, the last item?
12 bottles of champagne.
Champagne? We haven't had any champagne, have we, Mr. Hornby?
Definitely not.
It was for the senoras, Rosa and the other waitresses. You said you want to buy them all a drink.
Blimey, a drink, not a ruddy perfume.
Oh, girls have expensive taste.
Well, how much does our lot come to?
2,200 escudos.
Hey,
2,000? But that's over 30 quid.
I will accept English money.
So would I if somebody offered it to me. You must have made a mistake, my old darling.
You can see for yourself.
Yeah, well, you toddle off, Dutch. We'll sort it out.
In a moment, I will return.
Now, how much you got, Miss Dornby?
Well, let's have a look. 500 escudos.
That's about £7.
What have you got, Easter, with your fiddles? You should be able to buy the joint.
Have a heart. I send it back home to my poor old mum, don't I? Now, let's see, 900 escudos, 3 Japanese yen, 5 German marks, and a couple of Pitcairn Island postage stamps.
Well, whichever way you look at it, we're at least 15 quid short.
One of us had better nip back to the ship and borrow the necessary.
Oh, but there'll be hardly anybody on board. In any case, it won't be too easy to borrow 15 quid.
Captain Spratt's doing the infantry with a company bloke. He must have some cash on him.
Oh, if he'll part with it.
It's our only chance. You better go, Doc. Maria will be watching Mr. Hornbeam and me.
Oh, all right, then. Well, don't go away, will you?
And don't speak to any strange ladies on the way.
I think he'll be lucky to get 15 quid out of Spratt. The last time he opened his wallet, there was a plague of moths flew out.
Ah, say when?
When it's full, darling.
Oh. That's the stuff, my dear. Lovely drop of champagne, this.
By George, I'd have arranged for the Lotus to stay longer if I'd known the company's representative here was a woman.
Any woman, darling?
Oh, no, no. I meant someone as gorgeous as you, Mrs. Hawkins.
Flatterer.
Is my cabin cool enough for you, my dear?
Divine. You know, I've never been in a captain's cabin before.
Oh, it's strictly against company regulations, as you know. Particularly at this time of night.
Regulations are made to be broken, darling.
But my sentiments entirely, Mrs. Hawkins.
Enid.
Enid.
This is cozy, isn't it?
Just the two of us.
Yes.
Bless you, my dear.
Once a wish. Wretched hay fever. Twice a kiss.
Oh, thank you very much. What do I get if they don't stop? Bastard, who the devil is... Who is it?
Dr. Farragut.
Oh, ye gods. Quick, Mrs. Hawkins, into my locker.
Your locker?
Yeah, just till I get rid of him.
Oh, but really, Captain.
Can I come in, sir?
No, I'm just coming. If you're seen here, madam, my reputation will be ruined. Discipline on board will go to pot. It'll only be for a moment. Take your glass with you. Just coming.
Oh, sorry to disturb you.
What the devil are you doing back so soon?
We need your help, sir. I looked for you in the surgery, you see. I thought you were still doing the infantry.
Well, I'm not.
Well, you must have done it jolly quickly, sir.
Yes, yes, very quickly, yes.
Has he gone?
Gone? Who?
The company fellow.
Oh, yes, he didn't want to hang around. Come on, what do you want?
Well, we run into a spot of bother, sir, Mr. Hornby, Meester, and myself.
What do you mean, spot of bother?
At the Saratoga, sir. The bill comes to over £30.
Well, pay it, Doctor, pay it. Good night.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you, yes.
We can't pay it, sir, you see. We've only got £15 between us. Bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, can you possibly lend it to us?
Certainly not. I haven't got £15. And even if I had, I wouldn't dream of lending it to you, Sparrow.
You must have some money, sir.
Not a bee. Now go on, clear up.
Possibly you've got a pound or two in your handbag, sir.
My what?
Your gold handbag, sir, on the bunk.
Yes, my handbag, yes. I don't have any money in it.
Come off it, sir.
Come off what, Doctor?
You've had feminine company in here, haven't you? She's left her handbag.
Dare you, Doctor, how dare you? Women on board is against the regulations. I tell you, this is my handbag. Never go to sea without it.
Don't you?
Never, no. This is my lovely gold handbag.
I see, sir. And is that your lovely gold compact on the desk?
Yes.
Good, jolly good. Well, if you haven't any cash, sir, I'll see if some of the crew can help us out.
Yes, yes, you do that.
And if I can't borrow anything, at least I'll be able to go back to Easter and Hornbeam with a good story to cheer them up.
Sorry, sir.
How about you, sir, and how you go to sea with your lovely gold handbag?
I think possibly I have got a few fivers in my wallet.
Oh, good, sir.
Oh. Ah, there we are, Enid.
I think you're trying to get me to sleep.
Nonsense, my dear. You blast. Who are they?
Me again, sir.
Oh, quick, in the locker.
Can't I?
No, you can't. Now take your glass and your handbag and your compact. Yes, Derek.
Hello, sir.
Stop the blazes here one this time.
No, spot of bother, I'm afraid. You see, I got back to the Saratoga with the money, sir.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, and when I got there were policemen everywhere.
Policemen?
Yes, sir. It appears that while I was away, Maria had, you know who I mean when I say Maria.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yes. Well, apparently she'd been persuaded to do that dance where she strips to the waist and, and then the police arrived, so we've come back to the ship.
You? What? You, Hornby and Easter?
No, me and the police, sir. Mr. Hornby and Easter are in jail.
What?
Well, that's what the police are here for, you see, sir. You've got to accompany them down to the police station.
I have.
As captain of the ship, sir.
Oh, damnation. I'll get along as soon as I can.
I'm sorry, they're waiting outside now, sir, and insisting we leave immediately.
Immediately?
Bless you, sir.
Thank you. Do you say immediately?
Yes, sir. Oh, they'll be there now, sir.
God, I'll never forgive you for this, fella. Come in. Good evening, officers. Good evening. Spot a bother of my man. Oh, it's nothing serious, sir. I'll come down and sort it out. After you, officers. After you, Dr. Sparrow. Go on, get out, you ruffy Sparrow. I'll tell you what.
Captain, are you there? Captain? I can't get out. There's no handle. Captain!
Thank you.
In that episode of Doctor at Large, written by Ray Cooney, the parts were played as follows. Simon Spatter, Richard Bryars, Captain Spratt, Geoffrey Sumner, Jock Hornbeam, Ray Cooney, Maria, Marjorie Westbury, Mathilde, Miriam Margulies, Mrs. Hawkins, Anne Murray, Rosa, Maddie Head, Easter, guest star Peter Jones. Doctor at Large was adapted from the original novel by Richard Gordon and produced by David Hatch.